Justice, what is it? As a high school English teacher, what my students understand about the concept intrigues me. When looking at the things we read, The Most Dangerous Game, To Kill a Mockingbird, Great Expectations, justice is a predominant and integral theme. I ask my students to identify it in works of literature and to talk about it in class discussions. We ask them to exercise it in their relationships and in conflict resolution. We get frustrated when they can't do these things. Do they even understand what justice is? Seth is a ninth grader this year. What is justice, Seth?
Well, I guess justice would be people who do, like, a crime or something that you'd think would be bad, somehow paying for it with money, jail time, death penalties, and also people just being treated fairly, getting the same opportunities as everyone else, and then just letting them either just make their life better or screw up.
Is there a difference between justice and fairness?
I guess fairness is just the idea of everything being equal, where justice is kind of the putting into action.
What's the relationship between justice and consequence?
They should have some kind of consequence, because if someone else suffered, then the other person should.
Who gives out the consequences?
Well, that would, I guess, depend on what the crime is. Something small, it might be parents, could be courts. Or sometimes, I guess, you could bring in people taking justice into their own hands. Like, from anything like a vigilante to fighting someone who's messing with, like, a friend or a brother or sister or something. Because they have to take it in their own hands because they feel the normal channels, like school administrator or a judge or the police or whatever, can't do it or won't do it. So they kind of get around, I guess, loopholes and stuff, something like that. When I picture vigilante, I always picture somebody going after someone who'd, like, get out of court on, like, a technicality or something. Someone knows they did something, but they're diplomatically immune. Yeah.
Do the consequences ever come naturally?
I guess sometimes. And the best thing I can think of is something I saw on a TV show is something with some vaccine for a disease, and someone took it, said the people really needed it, and it turns out they were immune, so they died. So something like that. Where you do something bad, but that causes you some kind of pain or financial loss.
Do you think that the United States should play a role in the justice of the world?
I do, because some people, either they have a corrupt system or they're not capable of policing correctly, like enforcing their laws, like a lot of countries in Africa that have civil war a lot, like some place like Germany or a developed country like Russia or something, don't really need it as much. They kind of can take care of themselves, but some people can't, or they have someone in charge who won't, so sometimes someone should, I guess, help them just step in and stop it, or else it can get really bad.
Can you think of any examples from literature that we've read of justice?
I think Kill a Mockingbird had a good thing of justice in it, because in the end, Bob Yule kind of, he did kill Tom Robinson, because without him he never would have gone to jail and got shot. And in the end he gets stabbed for trying to cause more people pain.
Though Seth starts out strongly when defining justice, he has trouble articulating the difference between justice and fairness. His understanding of the concept of justice is best illustrated as he speaks of consequences handed out by outside sources, parents, school staff, vigilantes, and the U.S. stepping in to police unjust systems and governments. When asked to talk about natural consequences, Seth flounders, giving a weakly formulated example. He does show understanding of natural consequence and injustice when talking about Bob Yule's death in To Kill a Mockingbird, however. Lessons that use literature to point out various types of justice, activities that ask students to apply these concepts to the world around them, and class discussions that focus on justice and consequence will help to foster a stronger understanding of justice in my students.